Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy Cat.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Break it up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, to our listeners in Japan, South Korea, Australia, and many, many other places there. Canada, we'd like to say, welcome to Think Thursday with Linda Maxian, and we have Dr. Glenda Davis coming on with us this evening, and she's going to share a fresh perspective on diabetes care. Even if you're not a diabetic, there's someone in your family that might be one. You want to get this information, okay? Get out your pens and pads because you're getting ready to get educated this evening. And, you know, we have to honor with fulfillment. If you can open the kingdom of the spirit inside yourself, that you are a king or a queen, wherever you may be, you will be able to savor the delicious nectar of life, profound, inexhaustible. Fulfillment does not come from doing things because someone tells us to. True fulfillment lies in creating a goal for ourselves and daring to challenge difficulties in seeing it through to completion. We must continue to make tenacious efforts. In the course of this process, we will experience a great blossoming in our ability and our character. And you know, the most important thing that we have to do, and if you're a diabetic out there, you want to defeat diabetes. And this is about you and your diabetes, okay? It's not about sick care. It's about health care. And Dr. Glenda Davis is a person that's going to come on and care and share with you and let you know that nothing can be defeated until you find the root. And she has the answer to that. She's going to give us a fresh perspective on diabetes care and hopefully give us information on her masterclass that's starting on Saturday. We'd like for you to join in. Find out what this is all about. You know, we have to take care of ourselves. But before I bring her on, and I'll ask her to give it again, you want to go to her website, https://www.diabetestransformationmasterclass.com. 2023, that's a /2023. And with that information, in order to do things the way that we have to do things. You know, I always give you something to think about on Think Thursday to get you relaxed and get your pens and pads out for education. Just listen a little bit to this, and then we're going to bring her on. Right. We have to advocate for our own health out here. Sick care versus health care. You know, you have to get information. You have to get educated. You have to not be afraid to ask those questions and seek out and find that root. And we have Dr. Glenda Davis on the line with us this evening to give us a bit of information and education. Dr. Davis, welcome in. How are you?
Hey, thank you so much. Every day is the best day of my life. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, and thank you for coming on and caring and sharing us and getting us excited about this masterclass. I'm going to be quiet over here. It's so nice to hear your voice again.
Likewise. Likewise, for sure. Well, firstly, like I said, I want to say thank you for letting me be here tonight. And I'm here to share the word, and the word is for the serious and not the curious, and that has to do with defeating type 2 diabetes. Now, here's the whole thing. I'll reintroduce myself. I'm Dr. Glenda Davis, and here's the whole thing. I'm certain that I can show everyone the better, easier, safer, timelier approach to defeating diabetes without the use of medication and insulin. The whole goal here is so that you can lose weight without the radical diets and impossible exercise routines, explode with energy, and sleep through the night. And I'm certain that I can serve everyone who's suffering needlessly because I've helped thousands of people transform their health over the past 2.5 decades. I'm certain because I've taken my clinical experience and written a book on defeating type 2 diabetes. And I'm certain because I was made to serve with a passion, and that's just who I am. I can't even help that. But lastly, I'm certain because my personal story is close to me and means the most to me. So my dedicating my time, research, and energy in serving diabetics is because it has to do with my grandmother. When she was in her early 50s, she went to the doctor for another reason, and it just so happened that the doctor pulled her A1C and her serum blood glucose, and on that day, she was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And I'm told that my grandmother really didn't understand the diagnosis or what was going on, and actually, she was quite scared because this is a large word, and they were using it relative to her. But like all of us, we do at the doctor first. So when the doctor kind of minimized her disease process and told her to simply go on a diet, lose weight, take you know, exercise and take these pills, she did so. The unfortunate thing is one day she took her medication before bedtime, and the next morning she didn't wake up. And when our family ran the autopsy, we found that she suffered kidney disease from her diabetes. So her kidneys stopped in her sleep, which caused a massive heart attack, and that's how she passed prematurely at 54 years old. And you just got to think about it, like, we knew the diagnosis existed. However, the family was not prepared for the aftermath, being to lose the matriarch of our family unexpectedly and prematurely because of this disease that's called type 2 diabetes. And even though I was a toddler when all of this happened, I have zero memories of her, minimal pictures in her presence. It's touching me because, of course, I cannot serve and help her. But through her story and through my experience, I want to help as many diabetics as I possibly can so that they don't have to suffer needlessly. So the moral of all of my grandmother's story is that diabetes is not a disease of death. Diabetes is a disease of misinformation. For sure. So it's really about the misinformation. And that's what has a lot of diabetics feeling as if they want to give up, feeling as if they're at the fork in the road. They feel as if they have no options, where they're suffering all these symptoms and complications and they feel like they are alone. And here's the whole thing. In this country, we practice, you know, it's a sick care model. So what that means is that people are going to the hospital or their insurance, right? And they're seeking answers. What people don't understand is that hospital is a derivative of hospice, and hospice in Latin means house of the dead. So people are constantly going and knocking on the door of the house of the dead, asking questions, wanting answers, save me, cure me, tell me who, what, when, where, and why I have this. And that's not what their intention is. So a lot of people tell me as if they feel as if they have left their health and their livelihood in the hands of decision makers who are not making decisions in their best interest, but are making decisions to minimize risk for a business. Therefore, a lot of people are suffering needlessly. And it's heartbreaking, all the stories that I hear and how frustrated that diabetics tell me that they are with all of this process. And there's not a day that goes by where I'm not hearing these stories of how diabetics are frustrated and feel as if they're being left to their own devices with a deadly disease process. And a lot of diabetics will tell me, like, you know, they tell their prescribing doctors, you know, that they'll do anything to feel better. And a lot of these people are telling me that they're told there's nothing that they can do, that all they can do is medicate and operate as their health continues to deteriorate. And a lot of doctors actually have told these diabetics, because these diabetics have told me that a lot of doctors will say, yeah, it's your fate. Why would you want to do it the hard way anyways when all you have to do is take this pill? So I'm here to encourage, because at the end of the day, you don't have to take this beating. You can get up. You can fight back. You can take the bull by the horn, and you can defeat type 2 diabetes. But in doing that, you also have to understand that it's all about headspace first. It's not about the what and the how. It's really about your own thought process. Because a lot of diabetics are telling me they feel as if they're taking poison every day, that every time they take a dosage, they feel horrible, and that their blood sugar is still all over the place. And these are people who've been suffering 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 10 years. And what comes to mind when I hear this day in and day out is this. Firstly, they need to get away from distraction, because the distraction is you doing the science projects on your own, you being arrogant and thinking that you can just go on a diet, lose weight, and exercise, and poof, all of this will be gone. Mm-hmm. So number one, we need to cut out the distractions. Because when you can cut out the distractions, then you can begin to critically think. Meaning, okay, I've done this for 1 year, 7 years, 10 years, 20 years. It's not working. So obviously, because I'm a critical thinking, it's obvious that I need to pivot and do something different to save my own life and take responsibility for my own health. After that's done, then and only then can you break the insanity. And the insanity is the idea of taking pill after pill, day after day, and then complaining that you're not getting better and feeling better. That's insanity. Because the definition of insanity is continuing to do the same thing and expecting a different result. So in order to break free and defeat diabetes, it has to do firstly with breaking diabetic ignorance and all of the false narratives that these diabetics have been fed to keep them suffering, meaning get rid of the distractions. In addition, start to critically think and then break the insanity. Because let me tell you something, Linda, at the end of the day, we have the innate ability to heal ourselves, given the tools. Diabetics tell me they feel that they're taking poison day in and day out. And if you want to talk about critical thinking, well, here's the whole thing. Since when do we use poison to sustain health? We use poison to kill mice in the garage. We don't use poison so that we can, you know, get back to optimal health and get back to life.
Right.
So we have to break this process, because we got here naturally.
Yeah.
All of us are here. All of us beat the race of 30,000 sperm and an egg, because an egg and a sperm fused, and then 9 months later, we're born. And when our mothers were carrying us, the doctors didn't tell our mothers to take poison, to cut things off, to think negative and think it was your fate to never be well. The doctors told our mothers the opposite. They told our mothers to take your vitamins, take your supplements, get a lot of sleep, no stress, drink a lot of water. Those are all natural processes. And 9 to 10 months later, we were born. But a lot of people have just lost faith. A lot of people have lost faith and fight. Because at the end of the day, the body has the innate ability to heal itself. Period. We got here naturally, so if you've lost your health due to diabetes, that healing process is also natural. If I cut my finger, easy. In 3 days, it'll heal itself.
Mm.
It takes no surgeries. It takes no poison. It takes none of that. In 3 days, given I'm washing my hands, maybe put some aloe vera, some good moisturizer, in 3 days, it will heal itself. And what I try to express to diabetics is this, that the cut on the inside of you, which is known as diabetes, has the same exact capacity to heal.
Hmm.
Because people cannot see it with their own eyes like an external cut, for some reason, people are so distracted, they're not thinking, and they're being so insane and arrogant that they are not understanding that it's that same faith that heals the cut on the inside as well. So it's all about getting back to the basics so that the body can heal itself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And, you know, Dr. Davis, I'm listening to you because, you know, I've attended your challenge for myself and for my family members. Even if you're not diabetic and you have someone in your family, you're getting educated. You're changing that ignorance, okay? You're gaining the opportunity to have faith and fight, and it is a fight out there. But, you know, there were so many things that you shared, so many things that was just instantly changed, you know. The things that you talk about, I don't want to, like, bring in the challenge. People need to attend. They need to go to the website and come on in, because this is some education that's going to save your life and everybody's life that you know. Diabetes is the number one. And you said one thing that really stuck with me, and I shared it with everybody, and that was, you know, there's several causes for diabetes, different organs, and how can one pill cure all of that? And I never forgot it. And I've been telling the world, okay, sit back and think about it for the simple reason that makes a lot of sense to me, you know, and we're not into the sick care. We're into the health care, and we have to be advocates for our health. We have to ask questions. I go through, maybe not in the, but if you got a label, or I noticed another thing, when you go into a new doctor's office, you fill out your history, and they won't know who in your family got this and that. Okay, that's setting that plan up right there. So I said, when I go to one, I don't tell them nothing, and let me see what plan they're going to give me. I don't have that problem. I have excellent doctor that works with me, that listens to me, that I can talk to. And no matter where he goes, I go. If he moves to San Francisco, I will go to San Francisco, because he is a doctor that has a heart, that cares, and you need someone that knows you, not just a pill pusher, not just a drug dealer. I'm going to increase this so you can do that. That is not what it's about. But with the information that you share in the master class, now the master class starts on Saturday. What's the length of this? What is the master class is different from the challenge? It's different from, what is the master class about?
So step number one in defeating type 2 diabetes is my secret diabetes transformation master class. Now, the masterclass is being held on Saturday, and it is complimentary because this is my reaching out to the community so that I can educate you. Now, this Saturday, we're having a masterclass. Saturday is April 15th, and the masterclass is being held at 11 a.m. Central, noontime Eastern. And you can register. We have almost 1,000 people already registered. We've got about 100 spots still left. So if this is about you or someone that you love, register immediately. Go to diabetestransformationmasterclass.com and reserve your seat. So again, that's diabetestransformationmasterclass.com. Now, like I said, this is the first step in defeating diabetes. Yes, we have to talk about misconceptions with diabetes. Yes, we have to talk about all the common frustrations that diabetics have, all the complications that are inevitable with type 2 diabetes. But most importantly, we have to talk about the fact that there is hope. And I know that it may seem interesting to people that there's actually a doctor discussing hope. And that is because my calling is bigger than numbers. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than risk assessments with the insurance company and so on and so forth. I am here to serve because I don't want people to have to suffer needlessly. Things that I do know is that in taking the right steps and doing the right thing, you can get past diabetes. Because at this point, if you're treating with your insurance doctor and you're just going on a diet, losing weight, exercising, and taking these pills, that's managing your disease as your health continues to deteriorate. The difference between what I'm saying and what they offer is, this is all about getting down to the root cause, because it's not magic as to why diabetes exists. Once you get down to the root cause and address those issues, at that point, your body can take over and heal itself. Now, what it is not rocket science, but what it is you getting out of your own way, getting out of your comfort zone, stop being complacent with just popping the pills and then complaining, why am I still sick? It's about taking responsibility, because here's the whole thing. 9.5 out of 10 diabetics that I meet and interview, they're duplicating what other sick people do. And then they're wondering, why am I still sick? Whereas It takes just as much energy to duplicate what people who have restored their health do so that you can restore your health as well. So the old saying is, if you hang around with seven healthy people, you'll become the eighth. So this is really about a pivot, firstly, in your headspace to understand that perhaps, maybe, the option you're expressing is in their best interest for you just to keep coming back versus them getting to the root, because that's not their job. However, that's my job, and I want to help everyone. So like I said, go to diabetestransformationmasterclass.com. Get your seat, because you do not want to miss the opportunity to get some of this information that's possibly been held from you, given the fact that you may be exercising an option that is built to keep you sick and simply manage your health as it continues to deteriorate.
Whoa, Dr. Davis, you know, I'm your biggest fan. Whatever can be done. I just listened in and participated, but you know, just the things, it might not, you know, whatever you pick up, just to change that mind, that transformation, it already puts you on the trail to one to get out there. You know, our character is determined by how we challenge ourselves and how we wrestle mm-hmm. with our problems in a way that is unique to ourselves. And that mm-hmm. is how character mm-hmm. is polished and becomes diamond-like. So if you're polishing your character and you want to be the best that you can be, but you cannot do anything if you're worrying about sleeping, if this is happening. You know, not only in any situation, in any health, it doesn't have to be diabetes. If you don't advocate for yourself, you will be totally confused out there with who's doing mm-hmm. this, why mm-hmm. is this denied. I have mm-hmm. asked questions, and mm-hmm. I'm still asking questions, and I will continue. Mm-hmm. If I have a health plan, okay, and I mm-hmm. am sent to a specialist for consultation, but yet my mm-hmm. services are denied. Excuse me? Wait a minute. Hold on. First of all, I want to know why they denied. What happened with mm-hmm. that? Second of all, how was it written? So what did you deny and you don't even know what's going on? You didn't take any labs. You didn't take any tests, but it's denied. So I'm upset now because, see, you're mm-hmm. carrying me on your list, and I mm-hmm. am concerned about my health. So either you're going to mm-hmm. give me my services or you won't have me, okay? You have to mm-hmm. get out there and ask questions because they'll bounce you back and forth. Now, if you have a good doctor, okay, that doctor will understand, and you tell him the story, he knows what to do. But it is real sad out there how we as patients dealing with diabetes. Oh, that's the number one thing. If you say your auntie had diabetes, then if you're not a diabetic in 6 months, you will be, because they're going to get the slab and pills. I personally don't like any type of chemicals, period, because I know the body can heal itself. But you still have to take care of yourself. I ask this one question to all the listeners. And Dr. Davis, I love you, and thank you for moving with your heart. I want to put this question out there. Just as she said it, she said it in a nice way. How long have you been taking pills and feeling bad? Okay? I think it's time for us to investigate, join in, and get educated. And this is the person that has the information. She moves from her heart. She told you her story, and it's not a sham. Okay, she has books out there, many, many books. So, again, you want to go to the website, and that website is www.diabetestransformationmasterclass.com. It's happening on Saturday. If you're a late sleeper, Saturday morning, go in and register. Get this information. It's going to be very helpful, educational, and we are tired. I know I'm tired of being ignorant. I don't know about you. Mm-hmm. So join in and see what happens. Dr. Davis, we love you. Can you give us one more thing? The master class leads into other things, but wherever it leads into, it is well worth it. You're getting ready to get some education. Mm-hmm. Get on that class Saturday morning and call me back and give me your opinion about it. Again, mm-hmm. Dr. Glenda Davis. So just give us one more and we're going to call it an evening and tell you how much we appreciate you. And thank you, thank you, thank you for being here in this world.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I know you do. I know you move from your heart. This is heartfelt. She knows what she's doing out there. And I'm just going to take us on out of here because we all need to get on board here and get our health together. It's sick care versus health care. And you must be an advocate for your health because if you don't, you know what? If you get well
out
there.
No one else will.
And not only that, if we get all well mm-hmm. and healed, and cured, you know, then people couldn't be up on the hill driving them big Benzes and stuff off our pain.
Mm-hmm.
You better think about it, listeners out there. Advocate for your health. Get educated. I'm tired of being ignorant. I'm not calling y'all ignorant, but we are ignorant to the fact because all they do, as mm-hmm. Dr. Davis said, is medicate, operate, and then you disintegrate. I know I don't want to be in that. So please join in for the master class on Saturday. Dr. Davis, we love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Love you too. Likewise. And thank you so much for having me. I'm here to serve. I will see everyone at the master class. That is step one in defeating your type 2 diabetes. And for those of you who don't want the learning to end, you can also join our Defeat Diabetes Challenge, which I will discuss at the end of the masterclass. I encourage everyone to get this data and get this information. I have the answers, and I'm here to talk about it and give you these tools so that you can break diabetic ignorance and you can defeat your type 2 diabetes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll be there. Everybody, get on board.
We'll be right back. in a little tent. And oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Now I go to the movies and I go downtown. But somebody keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change. So now I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me see. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knee. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gon' come. I said I know.
Already here, Dr. Glenda Davis, Defeat Diabetes, Diabetes 2. You want to listen in on Saturday, go to the website www.diabetestransformationmasterclass.com. Go in, register. You know, you have to put yourself in a position to learn, to relearn, because that's what we have to do here, to change our mindset. And, you know, true information leads the transformation, and she got the goods, okay? Check it out. The change is already here. We are about health care and not sick care. Be an advocate for your life, okay? You know what your body is feeling like, all right? Get information, and especially if you're diabetic, because that's the biggest money maker out there in the world, okay? If you're listed as a diabetic, every ailment you have is because of your diabetes. So you understand what I'm talking about? Listen, this is Think Thirsty, and we bring you these type of things so that you can think. We love you. We will be on again tomorrow. We're going to share with you what we found out during the week, hopefully. Tiffany with an I will be able to join us. She's still on that project. You know, we're getting busy out here, but we're never too busy for you. We love you. Have a great evening. Stay safe. And this is what life is all about.
Collaborate.